Hey guys, welcome to the Luigi Brothers podcast. My name is Victor Kwachi and I'm the company of
Osh
and J-Boy,
the Champions League winner Manuel,
and Blessed Niabon aka Eddie.
Today on the show, we'll be bringing our hot takes on the just concluded Champions League final as Real Madrid won their 14th. Run by Real Madrid.
Yeah, for kings of Europe.
We are not Champions here. We are not here to praise them.
What are we here to do?
We are here to just acknowledge that they are this year champions.
Yes, they have won, and that is that.
Kings of Europe. And as usual, congratulations FC. They had to do it again last night.
Very consistent.
You see, from La Liga. I bet even if we should win a Copa del Rey, we are Barca will still congratulate us.
What's your trophy this year? Which trophy?
What's the only trophy you have?
Okay.
We saw Coleman.
Your only trophy this year is that you won us 4-0 now. So why
is it? What do you say?
That's your only trophy now.
But actually, let's talk about the match. Let's talk about the in-game match.
Yeah.
Liverpool played their football, but I think Ancelotti knew everything that was going to happen.
There was nothing tactical about that match.
Hellbent on luck.
Luck. It's actually what happened. We don't play to win. We just play to live to win trophies.
You guys are saying there is no tactics. Let me tell you.
What I observed from that match was
so the tactics was to pack bus.
Yeah.
No, Ancelotti actually.
Who will really go pound for pound?
Truly pound for pound, attacking wise.
If you are playing Liverpool,
the best way to play Liverpool is attacking. We know that we only have two good attackers in our team.
This guy. Liverpool literally doesn't watch EPL. We know that one. You confess for us yesterday. You know they watch EPL.
How?
That's the truth. Liverpool, you. The best way to play Liverpool is by attacking them.
We've seen
side in the Premier League that have attacked
Liverpool.
West Ham, Brentford, Brighton.
That's the only way
they've
to win.
That's the best way. If you see that, you're on the defensive.
This is not the EPL.
Man United went to play defensive. If you know, they went all in for defensive.
To defend that game
at home
against Liverpool.
Yes.
If you want to win Liverpool, you come out and attack.
Not defensive strategically.
Exactly.
This is what I'm not seeing now.
See,
when Man City play Liverpool, when Man City exposed Liverpool very well, they were playing ball over the top. This guy, when Liverpool's high line come out, they'll just drop one behind them.
Exactly.
But guy, that's what I saw Ancelotti wanted to do in that match. It's just that Vini was covered by Konate and Arnold in the first half. That was what Ancelotti planned. And that was Liverpool self, they knew that was what these guys are going to do. But the match went to who was going to win it.
This is not luck.
Okay,
how can you say luck over
four
different teams?
But then when your goalkeeper is saving about 8 shots,
that's not luck.
And you have 3 shots on target for the whole game.
That's 3 shots. They had only 1 shot on target.
No,
Madrid.
They had 2.
Madrid,
one. That offside.
No, you can't count it.
But was that offside?
Okay.
Was that offside?
I feel it's an offside. When that was not what they were showing,
I think it was a
I
new
just
rule.
Said
it was
thank
new,
God.
It was a new rule because I saw. I think it was Chelsea's match. Once the goalkeeper is out of the line,
the last man,
like I think it's Chelsea. Kepa that did itself. Kepa ran out.
Yes, I remember.
He ran out.
The last so man counts as the keeper.
So the fact that immediately after the keeper is offside.
But then Emmanuel says.
But then that one was that. But then that one was that. Fabinho was the last person that passed the ball to Benzema. So that's where the controversy
exactly.
Emmanuel, when he's offside, he was offside.
Emmanuel said something earlier. He asked that if that rule applies and the last man becomes the goalkeeper, then if the last man holds the ball,
is that a penalty?
Yes, that's absolutely.
Robinson touched the ball with his hand. That's
the biggest rubbish I've ever heard.
she's a goaler. So if he touches the ball with his hand, would that be a PK?
Guy, let's just move on.
Madrid, you have no points there.
Liverpool was the better.
Madrid did not deserve that.
See, we don't care. Whatever people say, we don't care.
That's an ugly Champions League final.
Okay, let's be honest.
Ugly Champions League final by two. They actually deserve this.
Because Courtois is part of the 11.
How?
And he's the main reason why Liverpool did not win.
How is that even an ugly?
I think there's one thing about Real Madrid, but there's one thing about Champions League itself. If you start playing top opposition for a round of 16,
you
reach the final guy, you get you. Look at Liverpool's team. They played Inter. They played who? Benfica. Yeah. They played Villarreal. Compared to who? Madrid, they faced Paris. They faced Chelsea. They faced.
But then you would expect that with that kind of lineup, Madrid.
So what you're trying to say now, Liverpool is Villarreal.
Madrid was obviously the better.
What I'm trying to say is that. If you face higher competition from the group stage,
you have higher chance.
To be honest, I
think what it means to play Villarreal. Villarreal was like
that. Are you called?
No, Man United won Villarreal twice.
Bro, Villarreal, Man you won them.
And Villarreal knocked out Bayern.
Is Villarreal tougher than Man City?
Villarreal knocked out Bayern. One of the best teams in Europe.
Wow.
There are very few teams that you could compare with Man. Nobody saw that.
Upset.
Is Villarreal any better than Man City? Villarreal any better than Man City?
The major upset for me in the Champions.
Better than Chelsea
own against Madrid.
That was the upset of the Champions League.
I think that was where the winning started.
That was where the confidence started came from.
I have a record.
Players like Marquinhos and Donnarumma. They create errors, goal scoring errors.
I have a recording from James, aka Tibad. Let's hear his
Madista.
PSG, Chelsea, Man City, and now Liverpool. I mean, I have enjoyed a lot of shit talk. I'm grateful Madrid were able to keep haters at bay. This has to be the greatest UCL run ever, to be honest. The manner in which Madrid did it, the knockout stage to reach the final, beautiful stuff. I'm grateful to Courtois. I mean, big shout out to that guy. Courtois made his presence felt, and to be honest, I enjoyed it. I haven't slept since yesterday night because of the celebrations. I've been up. I've just been so happy. And haters. Haters gonna hit. Madrid's gonna be in a big club.
Yes, no.
Jerome, just tell us what you think.
Jerome Bay is the biggest hitter so far.
I wonder why you play for us this team. If he wants to say he's trash, he would have come here and tell us what you want to say. But he's not bold enough to clearly come and tell us. He's here telling us Madrid. Is witty.
but to be honest, I don't.
You don't see as Madrid like what Madrid did this season as an achievement.
Me,
that's the problem.
I feel like
it will help
Madrid have faced worse. I'm still going to refer back to that season where they played Bayern, Atletico, Juventus. I think it was a more tougher run than.
But we had
Madrid was outplaying those guys. Do you understand? Or they were equally, it was equally matched. Madrid was capitalizing on errors. That is what they did. They capitalized their way to the finals and they did it.
And they had their luck also helped them. Because
no luck now, bro. It's football.
There's always luck in football.
I feel like
this Champions League is not for anybody to play stylish football. Honestly, even if you go find, what happened against Villarreal and Bayern,
Bayern were just playing with the ball for the whole 90 minutes. Villarreal just got a chance.
Actually, it's Villarreal's pattern of play. Because Villarreal, they were all defense. If you defend, you move attack. You know, Bayern, once you don't mount pressure for them, they are reluctant. They will be playing you the ball. they will not be serious. But once you feel like you are attacking them, that's when you come and you leave those spaces, Bayern will punish you. But they did not find the space because Liverpool,
that's just what happens in the Champions League. That's what happens
but
in the
Champions League. This year, Champions League. This new format of the Champions League, where then they come out 2020, it will expose all these mistakes because Madrid will not be able to do that again.
You'd be very surprised.
They understand because that is
in Champions League, you can never bet against the Madrid team.
That is why I'm telling you that the new
format Madrid team by 2024
distance. In 2018, how would I take win now against Liverpool? No big goalkeeper error. The first goal now. You know saying that the first goal actually trigger Una full attacking
force. See, but it was coming. But that one, it was coming.
You are talking about Madrid in 2024. Modric will have gone. Benzema retired.
Madrid.
Cruz. So Benzema gone. See, 2024. At 33 years.
You say Benzema retired.
See, 37.
Madrid is a team that will never be worried about them rebuilding.
Okay. I'll never be have you guys ever rebuilt your team?
Yes.
But I think they are currently rebuilding.
When have Madrid ever rebuilt their team?
I
hate the fact.
You know what rebuilding is? Rebuilding means you are building from the foundation down to scratch.
You find a replacement as this way is going. That's why no players bigger than the club.
Guys, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
We are finding your replacement as you are going.
When have Madrid ever rebuilt their squad?
We are finding each
other's
replacement.
I hate the fact. I want to tell you for a fact, but since Marseille 2010, Madrid have not successfully replaced any
player. They've not at all.
We have replaced any
player.
Who replaced players?
Have you replaced Ramos?
Yes, now.
You
replaced Ramos with who?
Guy, from una forward to una defense.
I don't think. I hate
Alaba is a perfect replacement of Ramos.
That's what we did this season. Give us
guys,
I hate the fact that as a backup fan.
But besides, who guys coming?
Have you replaced Ronaldo?
But guy, see,
have you replaced Ronaldo?
See, that's what you don't understand. Ozzy? That's why you don't understand. We don't need to get perfect. That's why you guys are talking. That's why you guys have a problem. Madrid, we don't need to have perfect replacement for them.
They don't prioritize replacing.
We replace them to fit the squad.
As they have not been replacing all these players,
but we are getting results. We are still getting results.
This is the very first Champions League that Madrid have carried since Ronaldo left.
And
I'm surprised to be able to even do this fast.
Exactly. Ramos left last this season. Fast. Varane left two last season. Ramos and Varane left last season. Yeah.
Have we carried Champions
League? With the Taji Champions
League. Since VAR came as Bas.
Since
Alex left, what have you won?
Let me tell you the fact. Since that your holy midfield. But just became broken.
Holy
like
Trinity.
Your last Champions League was 2020.
We are going to break this table.
So let's start World War III now.
Did you watch Javi play 2015 when you were
a problem with you guys. That's a problem with you guys. You want to play beautiful,
guy, but this guy is
there has not been any type one of football one, that one has been one, played one, like Xavi, Iniesta and Busquets.
But the thing is, the beautiful football will not give you results every time.
Have you watched Modric play? You are calling Xavi. Have you watched
Modric? Modric is a boy compared
boy.
To Xavi.
Boy.
Boy compared boy. To Xavi. Compared boy. To Xavi. He's
how?
A boy.
How?
With what?
Three times Xavi.
With what? How about guys? How about guys?
See, the only thing that Xavi has ahead of him is the World Cup. That's the only thing he has. That's the only thing he has. World Cup.
Okay, let's break it down.
What does
individual
he has?
Talent now. Let's break it down.
Individual
who
talent.
Who passes Modric. More? Who passes pass accuracy? Who passes more?
Modric now.
Pattern of football. Hey. Like,
who passes
hey.
More? No. Who passes more? No. You ask me because Shayo clearly doesn't watch more. No. Who passes more? No. Ask me.
FIFA.
Keep quiet.
Press X.
Guy. No. Guy.
And he will still be accurate.
Wait.
That's not accurate.
Answer my question. Who passes more? Modric. Who passes more?
If Modric plays in the team,
who passes more?
Who is a better
answer question now.
Football pattern.
Why not the pass? They know they pass.
Everybody clear this over. Like in Mariba, do you know that the passer in the midfield?
Pedri is the passer now.
Modric takes the dangerous passes. Like.
Nobody in Madrid.
I apologize to his backup fans.
Those guys.
See, like my facts.
Guys, I don't even know why we are talking about backup, those guys. Backup, find an entire football era, guys.
Define
guys.
What
the fuck?
For 10 years. 10 years.
Guys, then 10 years. A new kind of
10
football,
years
guys.
10 years straight.
What?
Okay, I can see your ass.
Okay, will you compare? Okay, the trophies. Gather the trophies. The trophies.
La Liga choke.
What?
La Liga choke.
Come.
La Liga and Copa del Rey.
Why you not get?
How many Champions League do they have?
Why don't you have?
Where is Jadon? We did La Liga.
How many Champions League
they get? Together we did La Liga.
How many Champions League we get? We only face top European teams.
We get treble.
We get treble. We only Roma
twice. Twice,
one six
double.
Let's move on.
You are comparing Xavi. No, this comparison. You have officially renounced Xavi. Even for schools, even wait.
For schools, they are valid to be discussed.
For schools,
see, I guess that
for schools,
let's be honest.
Let's let for schools come out and talk.
Let's be honest, guy.
The best midfield, the best midfield that he has ever seen played football. Is Xavi. Postcodes came out. Acknowledge that.
Even
in an era where him and Xavi were playing football.
Even Madrid defense. Madrid midfield legends. If you want this, I swear. If you want this, I swear. For Madrid itself, not even go space.
You don't go.
Wait, our legends.
If you want Lee, top five Madrid midfielders.
Your Xavi go enter the top five for Madrid. Now, Max, question.
Call your top five.
Call your
top
five. Ingo Benzidan. Ingo Bencham.
Call your top five. Now you go no say Madrid. Start the watch match for 2015.
Call your top five.
Call your top five. Call your top five. You call Zidane.
No.
You know Benzidan. Answer the question. I want to know because now 2015 he started the watch but because he did jump first that year. So I want to know now. No, he will not bench Zidane.
Let me talk about the jump.
He will bench Zidane. Okay, call the top five. Call the top five. No, please, this show will not go until you call the top five. I'm telling you.
Guys, so that you behind you. Because call them by yourself.
Because. When they remove legs. When
you say what they call Madrid legendary midfielders.
All time.
You have to call JCM. Guys, Pesci, enter that list. I go say maybe.
Who?
Maybe in a cruise.
What the fuck? Cruise will not go enter there.
Maybe
in
a
cruise. Ozzy, where are you keeping
Ozzy?
You
know,
Ozzy, see Ozzy is not there. See them Gucci.
You know,
see them Gucci. See them Kaka.
Talk about to.
Kind of true.
I'm busting you right now.
Kaka, what they talk about?
Kaka came based on just rep. Kaka win just injury.
But do you know Gucci?
No good team.
You know good
team. Why would I not mind? Benzema for Ballon d'Or this year. Who says no?
Gerard will talk no.
No, they've changed the format for Ballon d'Or now to seasonal. So it starts from this season to the end of this season.
World Cup is
next November. So it's November. It doesn't.
But mostly top five go be.
Benzema,
wait some. We want to know who be the contenders now.
Benzema day.
Lewi.
Salah day.
Salah.
Mane. Mane good day.
De Bruyne good day.
Got like top three.
Premier tax like that.
Top three. I think Salah good day.
Where are you keeping Mbappe?
Mbappe good day. Lewi good day. Benzema.
You won't say top five be that far.
No, my top three.
Lewandowski, Benzema, Salah.
Mbappe.
Mane.
Money at Salah session.
So who do you think say that would give?
Benzema.
No. Most likely.
Papa Perez.
Most likely.
Apart from Benzema self. If you go for who won the trophies now, you might know. Na Benzema.
I actually disagree with you. Big dispute with that.
Me, who won the major trophy?
I believe Mane. All of them.
Mane won.
The person
Mane
won the AFCON. The person that deserves it the
but
most.
But based on.
Is Mane.
Based on they will say
the most.
But
based
on Ballon d'Or is it?
Based on they will say maybe they'll based on they will have this their bias view because Africans
is black. Yeah.
So they won't consider
me. Me, I've said this thing before.
See, that was what I said to ask you. That was what I said to ask you. When they don't
Salah has higher probability of winning the
ban. No, I had to ask the one that was calling AFCON ban.
Because when Salah actually put up
number. Is more why? I don't why is it like that? He's more European friend.
He's only in the Premier League that Salah for more than Mane.
And Mane ended up
he's
with 15 goals.
He's more marketable too.
Mane ended up
Salah
with
Salah is more marketable.
Mane ended up with 15 goals. And he won the AFCON. He was the best player in the AFCON.
Yeah. Mane has
captain, Mane not has officially.
He stopped Salah.
He
stopped Salah from going to World Cup. Stopped Salah from carrying AFCON.
He has
in the same season,
he has and second half of this season, Salah was not himself. It was Mane that actually pushed Liverpool.
In fact, it was even this match yesterday.
Luis Diaz Luis now.
He's the.
Who was assisting Luis Diaz?
How many goals? Luis Diaz ended up the league with four goals. I am calling him.
Was no.
Apart from the goals, Diaz just came from the January transfer.
Mane carried that team throughout when Salah went for AFCON. After the AFCON, because Salah was not getting himself anymore. Mane carried the team. Up to now,
I saw a funny stuff on Twitter about Richard Allison. So apparently, yeah, I love that the team made me laugh. So apparently, there was a bus that was supposed to come and carry Liverpool fans to Paris to go and watch the Champions League final. But the bus was actually a fake company made by Everton fans, and the name of the bus driver was Richard Allison. So at the time around 4 p.m. that Liverpool fans wanted to go to Paris, the bus did not show up. They had to go back home. Guess who Richard Allison was? It was Richard Allison of Everton.
For those of you wondering why there was a delay in the kickoff yesterday, that's actually
that was Richard Allison's work.
Because Everton played an expensive prank on Liverpool fans.
Well, I don't think he was the one that actually did it.
No, it was Everton fans that did it.
But he did tweet it. I admit on his Twitter page.
Well, at least let's look at the positive side from that.
To
be honest,
this Liverpool stupid pony.
I still feel like he deserved a pitching
video. James, that they are pundits now. The guy that always
used to.
Yes, he swore on his life that Madrid will not win the Champions League. That Madrid cannot win the Champions League.
Michael Owen said that Liverpool are still the best team. Then Ferdinand asked him, they just lost the Champions League final.
And they lost the EPL too. Like, and you're still calling them the best team.
But from that match yesterday, I know we've argued about this one with James or Arnold.
From which season I saw you see
the
Arnold played, but from what I saw, it's James.
That goal was not Arnold's fault. It was Kunate. The way the team is wired, how is Liverpool wired? How is Liverpool wired? Arnold is mostly in front.
Yes.
Once Madrid is attacking them,
but this one he was not.
Fabinho is there as the pivot to break that line. If he can't break that line, then you have Van Dijk who is running back already, and Kunate was supposed to be as Van Dijk is running like this. Kunate was supposed to be going down, watching Vinicius run from the side, and he didn't. He's clearly not Arnold.
Vinicius came out of Arnold's body.
Exactly.
That's it.
Arnold was already tracking back. He was already with.
They were together.
Arnold was with.
He was already tracking back now.
But from what you guys gathered, will you pick Arnold or Rizzi?
No,
you
James.
Pick Arnold.
I feel like because at best,
but it depends on what your team wants. Are you a defensive coach? Do you want to be playing a defensive game?
So Liverpool have 0 goals in 3 finals this season.
And the only one on penalties.
and you won twice against Chelsea.
That's against what people were saying. Chelsea fucked up. Saying no, they have not have any trophy this season. These were people that were saying they were coming for the quadruple. And they ended up just
they have double now. They have Carabao Cup.
They have only stainless cups.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. But when Man United won,
but the FA Cup is more expensive than the La Liga. If you don't.
Shots fired.
Thank God, his team that actually lost the La Liga too. That they keep second. They also did, and also.
I'm just telling you, the trophy you won, Liverpool FA Cup has more worth than that. Yeah.
No words, bro. No words now, dear. It's just
every cup is name. Every cup has gone beyond name.
Every cup is beyond name.
The oldest trophy in England. Yes. And you are calling.
But guy, you say that's a different country and a different country. So don't bring two different countries really.
You are bringing it. You say stainless cup.
There's stainless cup
that is more expensive than the one you want.
Okay. Which one? Which one did you win?
I won the golden cup.
Which one?
The 4-0 trash.
And that's the only thing you won.
Yeah.
Talking about cups, Bruno Fernandes won for us our cup as the highest playmaker in the UCL with 7 assists.
And yet he won't enter the team.
That's
team
of the year. That's my trophy.
We all the assists, he won't enter the team of the year.
With all your 4-0, did you win the La Liga?
Nothing.
At least I played the Champions League.
You will meet there.
In the Europa League, you are going to the Conference League.
Yes.
So what? So it's possible.
It's also possible. Are you guys to go to the Conference League?
There is no way in hell.
The chances of Mane has left Liverpool officially.
He's going to Bayern.
I think that's a good move for him. Liverpool has to get the bag. Let him go and get the bag.
And if you are getting the bag, it's from Bayern. Bayern has never paid any player. Bayern has never paid any player more. Even the contract they wanted, they applied on giving Lewandowski. It's not like an uprise in pay. Mane is just leaning there to just like
change.
Conquer. How let him Mane? Conquer.
I think it's 30 or something.
I think it's 20, last 29.
It's 30.
It's last time to be the next Benzema.
Yeah, and in the farmers.
But I think,
in the farmers.
Best age of
yeah, you would do it.
Actually, the 27th. It's like your 31, 32.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like the best age like of a footballer.
The peak of your career. Peak.
Like Ronaldo, but it's not working. For Messi, I'm sorry.
He's 34 now.
Messi at the age of 31 won the Ballon d'Or.
At what age did Messi win his last Ballon d'Or?
At what age?
How many goals does Messi have this season?
No, at what age? Answer.
How many assists does Ronaldo?
Do you know how many goals Ronaldo scored at 34 at Juventus?
Ronaldo still did not win the Golden Boot. Messi won the Golden Boot.
If I'm not mistaken, Messi actually has more goals and involvement than Ronaldo this season.
Guys, Messi has how many?
Just that he has more assists than goals.
Six goals, 13 assists. Farmers League Pro Max. Who did you expect Messi to score 30 goals this season? Anyway, let's jump. I think that's
it. You're not finished. You're not done. Serge Gnabry. Arsenal building, and if you see what they are building, they need quality players to achieve Martinelli what they want to achieve.
And Saka and Ketia.
Because you can't depend on them.
I was surprised if they added Ketia's listen, when they were pursuing Gabi Jesus.
But the problem is, you know that Arsenal, will him coming to Arsenal actually be a good thing for him?
Yeah.
No. Don't go back to your ex. Paul Pogba is.
The Premier League is a place to be, guys. It's not a place if you are not sure. If you do not work for you, when you are not playing for Arsenal, you are playing for Arsenal. Arsenal won the biggest clubs in the Premier League. When last did they win the FA Cup? 2018. They won the FA Cup 2018 against Chelsea.
He's 2022.
Are you talking?
He's 2022.
When last did Man United win a trophy?
At least you'll be moving targets.
The problem with Arsenal, they just need quality players around to build the team.
The problem with Arsenal is
and then cut off some players.
Arsenal is a team of children.
That's what you call building.
Building for how long? They're building for how many years?
See, everybody's buying an era ended.
You don't know what is happening now.
An era ended.
Arsenal are building for other clubs. Let me just tell you, taking it out, you use Arsenal to shine.
Okay, let's say Odegaard now, he will form 3 seasons. Another big team will come and buy him. What do you build for? How many of their players are going to be in that club for 10 years? How many players are going to be in that club for 10 years? So what are they building for? What are they building for, bro?
One new trophy, Messi. Messi. The most loyal player, Lionel Messi. 6,000. How many days? Yeah, so Alan, most bars hits, most times you hit the post, Lionel Messi. 27 have been many. Yeah, Bangka fans are just crazy awards for Messi. Excuses.
But the truth is, guy.
Excuses
for
Bar.
He's one of the greatest ever.
The route in Bar.
For someone to have Ballon d'Or, to have an amount of Ballon d'Or that someone wears.
Calm down with the violence.
That's it.
Messi is seven's number. This guy's book, but Ronaldo is like a shit player.
No,
when compared to Messi,
because Messi's,
I don't have any argument against this guy. Because this guy is good.
Look at Modric extended his contract to 2023. Yeah, he has signed, and then Ragnik too. He's not coming back to Man U.
I thought he's going to be a consultant.
That he's going to focus on Austria as their national team coach.
Guys, do you know there's one stat I saw? One fact, like every year Champions League seasons. Is it 2013? There's a crucial player that has won.
Yeah, for the last 10 years.
For the last 10 years straight.
That's insane.
There's a crucial player that has won the Champions League. Back to back.
Mad. That's see mad. How underrated Croatia are.
That's why they are
good. We saw this in the World Cup now.
Croatia, in the World Cup, we...
What do you want to say, guy? What do you want to say?
Croatia now has... They
for me, this guy has been qualified. Good team in general's book, but it's Barcelona.
Argentina and Barcelona.
Exactly. Every other team.
One day we're going to need come back.
Wait. World Cup 2018. Who was the better team between France and Croatia?
Guys, France was the better team.
So what? Belgium, Croatia. who was the better team there?
On paper,
Belgium.
What we saw,
then why you say Croatia had? Croatia had the best run.
See, the problem about
in that World Cup,
yes,
because they were strategic. Qualify first, you get a better team to play.
After that, what?
After that, they play penalties like twice in the World Cup.
That's true.
They played penalties like twice.
15 minutes. They played 15 minutes first.
And they play penalties like twice in the World Cup.
But so then you are calling.
Are they
not a good team?
And then you are telling me they are
great. Are they not a good team?
Are they the good? They're average team.
See, if a team is good, accept them.
They are an average team.
Simple. They are not an average team.
Croatia is an average team.
They are better than average.
They're not average.
They are better than average.
They smacked Argentina.
They smacked Argentina.
No, okay.
They are better than average.
They are an average team. Where is your ranking?
Croatia are an average team.
Average team. They are not an average team, guys. They have only
Modric, Rakitic, Perisic.
The problem is not by the number of stars you have in a team, bro. That's a problem with you guys.
When you have those players,
PSG that has a good team,
guys,
one
if that's your Rakitic, if that's Rakitic, Belgium is an average team.
Exactly now. Belgium is an average team.
But then, was he an average player? No, he wasn't.
In fact, even Anshan,
Luka Modric in the World Cup.
The last World Cup.
He has played Modric in the World Cup.
Rakitic was an Rakitic player
in the World Cup 2018.
That Rakitic,
who was the better player between Rakitic and Modric?
This guy is watching. Modric was there. This guy is watching Stevie from the back. Yeah, watching from the back,
guy. Guys, let's round up this year.
No. The problem with Jeromba is
I hate you, fan. You're making me go against you. What Barca fans, bro? Making me go against you.
Fuck you. Did you watch the World Cup?
No, Rakitic was good in that.
Rakitic was the better player.
Really good.
Between my Modric in the World Cup, the reason why Modric started having that hype was because towards the ending of the World Cup, that was when he started showing that his pass. That is
Argentina.
He started against Argentina. Pass where Mbappe too they do.
Even the wicket himself wanted to score goal with that type of
pass. Vinicius do that guy pass yesterday.
Where end up?
So this is our last episode of our debut season. Certainly, we'll be with you guys all through the transfer window and pre-season as well. We also have a pivot show where we'll be talking about other things with our host Oshla and our co-host
Kelvin Engineer Ugo Chuku Ice.
So we'll be with you guys throughout the transfer window as we begin season 2, I guess. But from us, thank you to everyone that has been with us throughout this season. I think we've recorded 16 episodes.
Man.
We've been heard in over 10 countries. Man. Let me even list them: Taiwan. We've had listeners from Taiwan, Netherlands, France, UK, United States, Denmark, Spain, and of course Nigeria.
Man. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to
French,
all of you guys.
French episode
from Mbappe.
Especially from Mbappe.
French and Spanish.
Where Bodisham?
So thank you to you guys for being with us throughout the season.
Please, we love you.
Please rate our show. Give us a rating. It helps us climb the podcast charts and reach more audience. Season 2 of the show commences in 2 weeks' time. So it's Victor Quatri signing out.
And Osh.
And J-Boy.
The Champions League winner,
Emmanuel.
The Champions League winner. And bless him, Yabo.
Guys, see you guys next.